Human fossils have been found the world over, from the Ethiopian highlands to the Indonesian island of Java. But no site has yielded as many fossils as one in northern Spain. It's a treasure trove for scientists trying to understand how our early human ancestors lived. Jerome Sokolowski recently visited the excavation there.
A jeep pulls up to a clump of trees in the Sierra de Atapuerca, a collection of hills about 150 miles north of Madrid. A man with a helmet and a miner's headlamp gets out. He looks more like a mountain guide than a scientist. He's Juan Luis Arzuaga, Spain's best-known paleontologist. He walks into a large cave, which is marked by a pirate flag. This is the entrance to the site that has produced the most human fossils in history, he says. What better way to mark it? The Atapuerca Hills are made of what's called karstic limestone, which means that they're riddled with subterranean tunnels and caverns. In the 19th century, a British mining company discovered them when it blasted through a hill to lay down a railway. At first, only animal bones were found. Then in 1976, a paleontology student found the first human remains. And since then, an abundance of human fossils and stone tools have been found. Inside the cave, a group of paleontologists is preparing to go even further underground. One of them is Rolf Quam, a paleoanthropologist from Binghamton University in New York.
In the field of human evolution, which is what I'm in, Atapuerca is a world reference site. This is the richest fossil-bearing deposits in the world. And every single site in Atapuerca that's been excavated has yielded human remains, which is something that is very unusual.
Last year, the team uncovered a 1.2 million-year-old jawbone fragment from a species known as Homo antecessor. It's the oldest hominid fossil ever found in Western Europe. And near the railway trench, another site yielded human remains of 28 individuals dating back at least half a million years. The Spanish paleontologist believes it's a mass grave. This was a collective act, something a group did with its dead, Arzuaga says. The American member of the team says scientists are trying to solve another riddle.
Why did humans live here continually for a million years? That's one of the big questions we're trying to answer. What is it about the Sierra that makes it so inviting for human occupation?
One theory is that the fauna was particularly rich in the Sierra de Atapuerca Hills, which lie at the confluence of several geological systems. Others believe the abundance of caves made it a desirable place to live. But as the find of two more skull fragments just a few weeks ago demonstrates, there's still a lot to be learned from what lies buried in these hills. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Atapuerca, Spain.